We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles tight end Brent Celek. Been around here a couple of years, Brent, and you know how to handle prosperity, which I think is an interesting test for the Eagles this week. Everybody's talking about this team in glowing terms, a little bit different thing to handle. Agree?
Yeah, it's a little different. but we as players got to understand that all that, put that all aside, and we got to focus on Minnesota. And that's all that matters this week. We can't take them lightly. They're a good football team. And if, you know, we take them lightly at all, they're going to smack us.
Has the noise, the music at practice helped you on the road? Because I know in Minnesota it is loud there. It's a dome. I mean, it's really distracting. Has, over the course of the year, it really helped you?
Oh, for sure. It's, you know, playing in away stadiums is not how it used to be under our system. You know, just with the way that we get our plays and stuff, it's not as bad. And we're listening to loud music in practice you can't hear anyway.
But is it getting the communication from the sideline that has been the challenge in the past? Or is it hearing Nick, hearing the quarterback, hearing the cadence, the communication pre-snap?
Yeah, that's tough. Before, you know, you wouldn't get anything from the sideline. It was all from the quarterback. And just hearing the quarterback talk, you know, is hard enough.
Brent, I got it. Just in general, what's the locker room like right now? I mean, when you win games, everybody feels that confidence. Is that what it's like in there?
Exactly. I mean, when you keep winning games, there's a confidence in there that, listen, you know, if something does go wrong, we're going to fix it and it's going to be right by the time of the end of the game and we're going to win this thing. So I think that's the biggest thing about it.
Yeah, when did that start kicking in? When did you really, really feel it?
Well, I felt it the whole year. You know, there's been times where other teams have gotten a hold of us, but, you know, in general, I've been feeling it with this team every single week.
Why? Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with Coach Kelly and how he leads us and, you know, what he instills in us. And that's one of the things that, listen, you may lose a game here or there, but just, you know, keep up that confidence.
Is he a stand up in front of the team in the morning, an inspiring kind of coach? I mean, I know Andy was very much, here's where you got to be all throughout the, and it worked well. I mean, he won a ton of games here.
Yeah.
Is Chip more vocal?
I would say so a little bit. Yeah, he'll inspire you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some things to talk about, and I think they're good. You know, it's good for us, good for the team.
It's amazing how the coaching staff has reached a roster that's got a really nice mix of younger players, older players. Everybody's improving. I think it was the key word, even back in the spring, was the energy in the building when Chip came, when all the coaches were hired, when the roster became assembled. You could just feel the energy right away.
Yeah, you can feel it every single week, too.
Yeah. Let's talk about your game. And obviously, on Sunday, the Detroit game was a remarkable experience. And living it the next couple of days, I know you guys have the 24-hour rule. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to talk about the final offensive snap that you had, the 4th-and-12 conversion, because we talked a little bit about this after the game. I think that your action sliding will be long remembered by Eagles fans. Take us through that play. I know not many people knew about what was really happening on that play.
Well, I mean, it was basically a play where if they gave us a certain look, you know, I was going to block the defensive end until the other two guys rushed. And then as soon as I saw those guys bite inside, I took off down the field and, you know, Nick threw an easy ball to catch. And then once I had the first down, you know, I knew I was going to slide. I thought about it before when we were in the huddle.
It's
because
cool,
the game's over.
Yeah, and it was just a cool kind of we're having fun in the snow moment that I will put it, I've said this all week, I'll put it in the category of Westbrook slide. It's not a 4th-and-26 kind of play.
Yeah.
But in 10 years when your career is done, people who went to that game and people who didn't go to that game are going to remember that slide. You don't think about that stuff, though, do you?
No, I was more thinking about my teammates and not having to go back out on the field.
Right,
But it's cool. It's a part of it. And, you know, I hope it does. It was a lot of fun.
Does anybody talk about 8-5 leading the NFC East, Brent? I mean, is it that easy to focus out, just tune that stuff out?
Yeah, I think we have to tune it out. You know, we haven't accomplished really anything yet. Everything's still up for grabs. And like I said, we're playing a good Minnesota team in their house. And, you know, they play good at home, so we're going to have to be ready.
Your role in the offense has been very diverse this year. A lot of production in the passing game, a lot of production inline blocking. We've talked about this over the year, how you've improved in that respect. Let's talk about the blocking first. I mean, you take a lot of pride in that, don't you?
I do. That's something that I did a lot when I was in college. And to get back to that and work on my fundamentals and really, you know, hone in on being a better blocker, being one of the better blockers in the league, I think I've, you know, accomplished that a little bit. But I got a ways to go. You know, I see myself sometimes, and I can still do more.
It's technique rather than strength?
It's technique and want to, yeah. In my opinion. You know, you got to have quick feet. You got to have a good punch on the guy. But then it's after that, it's just, do you want to whoop him?
Yeah.
You know, it's what's inside of here.
Early in your career, you had the big 70-plus catch season. Did you think you wanted to block at that time? I mean, wouldn't you kind of say, wow, I can be this big-time pass catcher and use me more in the pass game?
Well, I think it's a little tough when you're running routes, you know, all the time. Your weight gets down.
Right.
So, you know, back when I was catching those, I was probably, you know, high 240s. Right now I'm, you know, mid 250s. And it's a little easier to block when you're a little bit heavier. But that's just kind of what the offense was about. In that West Coast offense, you know, short passes were the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, our run game is, you know, our run game.
Tell me about the Vikings on D. They've got a good group up front. They're very active, very aggressive.
Yeah, they got a few good defensive ends, good D tackles. I mean, they're a good group.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take care of that D line. That's kind of the heart of the defense,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah. Do anything special? Do they run a lot of games? Anything
technical? They run a few games here and there, but, you know, Jared Allen likes to get to the quarterback. Robeson on the other side, he's a very physical guy. You know, very try hard. He's not gonna quit. And then you got two of the inside guys that, you know, they're tough. So yeah. we're gonna have our hands full.
It's a fun time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. First place in the NFC, 8-5, the Philadelphia Eagles going to Minnesota on Sunday. Brent Celek, thanks, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Brent Celek in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.